house and it's migufe. Here, it's momen and malio, but instead of paying, that's halacha mishmisina. So the question is this: without halacha mishmisina, what would be the halacha? What would he pay? He would be potali gamre, or he would pay nezek shalom. So that's muchach from the Gemara in the second perek. That we, if there hadn't been halacha mishmisina, then keichis kigufe. So you'd have to pay nezek shalom. But the halacha mishmisina is migara dechir. But so sumchas is chelik and halacha mishmisina. So according to sumchas in ochname. So Tzvuras pays in Ezek Shalem. But without, so the effect of the Halacha Mishmisinai is to be Migara the Chiyuv, not to be Meisif on the Chiyuv. Because without the special Gzeos HaKos of the Halacha Mishmisinai, so then it would be Chayit Nezek Shalem, because Keicha is Kigufi. So there is a Halacha of Tzvuras, Halacha Mishmisinai, that Chotzi Nezek, 1 second please, Chotzi Nezek Tzures pays only Chotzi Nezek. That Tzures pays only Chotzi Nezek. Now, and that is he told the director. The question is there a loch of Tzures by Shen also? The Gemara mentions, told the director Tzures. So, but Tzures, the Bahini walks, there are Chilucho, and steps upon chips. And that it, then it falls upon a behemoth and it hurts the behemoth. So that's for us. How about Shen? Is there a loch of Tzures by Shen too? So there is a, seems to be a machlekes by Shen. And then. Yes?
When he kicks the chips or. Or he steps out of chips?
Steps and then he...
And then fly out.
Fly out. So Rashi mentions Tupshotim, and in Shnukbeses you'll see, but it's the Tupshotim, the two Shenis and Rashi, is in the Gemara Daf Yutches, on the base, in the Rashi. The Gemara says here, suppose a behemoth stands on an iso and is matal glolim on the iso, and of course it damages the iso. So the halacha is now look at the Gemara 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9. The ninth line from the end of the Amid. The Gemara has an abaye. Whether yesh hadoyel tzures or ein hadoyel tzures, there is a process of hadoyel by karen. In other words, if yesheya goes the first time, second time, third time, pays the owner pays chotzinez. The fourth time he pays the funez. How about the beinek who is matul tzures, mazik first time, second time, for tzures? She steps on chips and throws them and is mazik. So the fourth time. Does the owner pay Nezek Sholem or not? Maybe the whole Aloch Vadoye is peculiar to Karen, where it's Mishune. So then Vadoye becomes another Nezek Sholem. But by Tzures, where it's Urcha, except there is Exeros HaKosuv, pays Chotzin Nezek the first time. So the 100th time he also pays Chotzin Nezek. That's the Abaye. So the Gemara says, Toshma, Behemo Sheitilo Glolim Leisa. Rav Yudeina Mishalem Nezek Sholem, Rav Lezarina Chotzenezek, Mai Lafki in Dova Tlotezin, Uv Hokam Yifligi, Mal Sova, Rav Yudeh holds Yesh Adoye, so if she did it three times, then the fourth time, Pes Nezek Sholem, Mal Sova, Rav Lezarina holds, Ein Adoye, Mal Sova, Ein Adoye, Loi, Bichatzum Zimne. In other words, Rav Yehuda paskens like Sumches. Sumches says Suras Bezmei Shalom, and Rav Lezer paskens like Rabban. For Mishunil, it's not the derech of a behemoth to be a matel glorim and nisa. A behemoth, the normal way for a behemoth is to be matel glorim and the karak and not in a nisa. Didochek le'aon. So, Rashi says, 10. The 10th line from the end of the Amid. If she stands in a very narrow place and she has to step on this or she has no other alternative, then it's the normal thing for Behemoth to be matoglow in this. She medes be mokim tsar, veinu mokim lozes mishom. So Rashi says in the first lesson, uf shalele anosa askina. That means when the Behemoth does not derive pleasure from me being matled the glory. Kigain bim shalshalas. In other words, if the behemoth is constipated, and then it's matled glory, so it's a reliefer. So it's hanoel azekos, so then it shall. But if the behemoth has diarrhea, so then she doesn't enjoy, on the contrary, she doesn't enjoy that whole glory. It's coupled with pain. So then it's not at all the shall. She medes the mokinsav and mokinosis, mishom of shaloila and also askinum, ki gain bim shalshalas, it has diarrhea. Deal and also if the behemoth is constipated, and then it involves anoia, it's a relief for the behemoth when it's matoglowing. Deal and also till the dishem, says anosalizik, so what if it's till the dishem? So what? So then there couldn't be chotinezik, so then it would clean ezik shalom. Why? Because even by regal, if there hadn't been exerts across the Paloch and Mishra Sinai, the Tzoris pays on the Chotzen Ezek, we would pay in the Shalom, Vorai Sumches. Israeli can the Paloch and Mishra Sinai, so he holds Mishra in the Shalom. So only because the exerts across the Paloch and Mishra Sinai is Migara de Chiyuf. But that exerts across the Migara de Chiyuf is peculiar to regal, not to Shem. Not to Shen, so Mele Tzuras of Shen. Very simple. If Matel is glowing when she's constipated, so it's Shen, then he pays in Ezek Shalom. Because the Gzersa Kosov of Tzuras is confined to Regal, not to Shen. So when she steps on chips, then there is no element of Anoy. So then it couldn't be told to the Shen. Some there's a cause of chotzin ezek, but when she's battled lolim, she's constipated. So then ichen,
and the
she enjoys it. So ichen, some mele there is no there's a cause of chotzin ezek. So pays in the shot. Then Rashi, one second. Then Rashi says the yira beinai Rashi is relevant. The whole lolim land also till the ichen. The whole glowing ranosahu, the Filhochelaf told the Shen. The Shen is eke the gufehu, the Hanit Shuresni. So Rashi Shiti is, Enoch Nam, Rashi agrees, that's Muchach from the Gemore, that the Xerzakos of Alochlich Messina is Migara from the Chiyuv. But there is a Xerzakos of the Shures Pes Chotzenezek, and the Xerzakos of is Shures, whether of Keichi of Shen or Keichi of Regal is it all the Regal. In other words, this distinction between the Chilucho and Yishanuel Azeiko, that's only in the Hezek that is done with the Guf. But if the Hezek is done with the Keach, then even if it's Yishanuel Azeiko, it's not it all the of Shen, it's it all the of Regal. If it's told of Regal, it pays only Chosin Hezek. So we have the two sheets. Yes, you wanted to ask something.
So according to the second lashon Rashi, what would it be then? You would pay. According to the second lashon Rashi, you would pay.
In other words, according to second lashon of Rashi, which is Rashi's own shite,
yeah.
So the distinction between Shen and Regal is only when it's done bigufe. But it's done b'keichai, there is no distinction between Shem and Regel. So merely it's always told the Regel. Except if the Tzuras is done in Mishumidik way, then it couldn't be told the Regel, because Regel has to be Ur. But if it's done in a natural way, even if it's done b'anuel azeikei, it's not a told the Shem, it's a told the Regel. When do we distinguish between Shen and Regal, even though both is natural? That's when the Hezek is done with the Guf, not if the Hezek is done with the Kerch.
And according to the first Lashon, so if there would be Hana, it would be Chai Mitzad Shen, it would be a
Chai Mitzad Shen. Then it would be Nezer Shalom. Matelos goes when she's constipated.
There wouldn't be Midan Sreder, it would be regular. It would be
regular Shen. It would be in regular Shen. Because Kirchik goofy.
Okay, so when
we think that we left off before Yom Tov, Hamada Vaheva, Dav Gimel Amud Beis, Hamada Vaheva, my mother, Ravama Maveze Odom, Ushmi Roma Maveze Hashem, Ravama Maveze Odom, Dirsi Vamashime Ozoveika Vigam Loilo. Im tivoyum goyu. It's a pasuk in Yishai. Om Hashem Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Osa Beikea. Guya Sadiki. Vigam Lailo Chishach Lerashoyim. Im tivoyum goyu. Im tivtshuvum bitshuvo. Tivakshu mechilo. Boyu. Alma bi odom ksiv boyu. Shmuel Omar, Mother Ze Hashem. See, Eich, what's the connection between Shem and Mother? Perceive, Eich Nach Pisuenov, Nidu Masvenov. My Mashmak in Kalam of Yosef. Iodin is Balish Esav. Is Galin Matmarui. His internals were revealed, were exposed. So, what does it mean? Nivu Maspinov revealed, exposed, and teeth are exposed. Something very strange in regard to Rav and in regard to Shmuel. In regard to Shmuel, that Mother means Shem. Why? Rabin HaKodesh didn't know the term Shem. He has to use a code, Mother. And Mother, so then, it's based, the whole word term is based upon a posik nevadi. I mean, Shem is a simple word. We don't have to go to Mahakim. I mean, we know what Shem is. Strange. And then Rav is especially strange. That Rabin HaKodesh couldn't say Odom. He has to use a new word. So, Bein Rav, Bein Shmuel, use a code, you know. Not the real word. According to Shmuel. So, the kashi in regard to Shmuel is not a kashi, because the Mishnah prefers the use of Mave rather than Shen, because Shen means what? Shen means the teeth. If the mazik of Shen had been limited only to the teeth, you know, then Rabbi HaKodesh would have used Shen. Why Mave? But the truth is that Shen, the mazik of Shen, is not limited to teeth. Shen means anything that Yesh HaNoel Ezeki. So of course, what does Yesh HaNoel Ezeki mean? Something that the behemoth is mazik because the behemoth has a drive to satisfy his appetites. So hunger is one instinct, one drive. But the other drives.
That's
it. What is it? I mean, that's right. I mean, the Gemara, I mean, Nishak Kobikese Lanos, or Tim Fapiris Lanos. So anything that the behemoth does because she has a certain instinct, a drive, and the Gemara, let's say, and if it is tin for peres lang also, I mean, also because of a certain drive to satisfy its appetite. So Mimele, the Rabin HaKodesh prefers the term Mave, because Mave is more embracing. Shen means has a narrow scope. Tit, but Mave means Nivo Matzpunov. His internals were exposed. So Mave means the drives within that animal. That's why Rabin HaKodesh adopted the term Mave rather than Teshen. Shein is relatively narrow. It has a narrow scope. Shein. Then we have to make an analogy. All right, what's the difference? Whether the behemoth is mazik because the behemoth is interested in satisfying its hunger instinct, or the behemoth does it because he wants to satisfy another instinct, another drive. It doesn't make any difference. But if we use the term mave, and mave means nivo matzpunov, the internals, the drives, the instincts are exposed. So that's more embracing. Yes, a wider scope. That's why Rabbi HaKodesh chose the term mave rather than shen. Now, but mave the odom, that's really difficult. Why doesn't Rabbi HaKodesh say odom? So I remember it vividly. I remember I once heard, I was 10 years old already or not, but one of my uncles, I had great uncles, one was Rav Nachum Krakovsky, the Vilna Shtotmagid, the Mechaber of Avedis HaMelech and the Rambam. Another uncle, his name was Blazer Yitzchok, Meisel. He was the Dayan in Lodz. He was the grandson of Rabbi Lechai Meisel.
Meisel.
No relationship. Rabbi Lechai Meisel's grandson. He was an uncle of mine. And so I think it was Rabbi Zariche who said it. It's about 62 years ago that I heard it. He discussed that Gemara. He says the reason as to why Rabbi HaKodesh uses the term Mave rather than Odom, because if an Odom means he's a human being, but if he's Mazik, he's Chayvel, he doesn't act like a human being. What kind of an Odom is he? What kind of an Odom is he? And so, as a matter of fact, he even mentioned what Rabbi Yitzchak Volozhiner once told the Minister of Education, Barov, in Tsarist Russia. He was a very educated man. Rabbi Yitzchak Volozhiner, you know, was the manig of Russian Jewry. So whenever he had to go to the government, and he knew Russian, he knew German, Rabbi Yitzchak Volozhiner, Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner's son. So he once met with Ubarov, Minister of Education. So he was a very educated man. So he said, how come that the Talmud has such an inferior view of goyim? So he says, who says that? He says, the Talmud says, Atem kruim odom vein. If the chom vein, nochem kruim odom. They're not even human beings, they are some human. So he says, chas v'shalom. Whenever the term ish is mentioned, so the Talmud says, the rabbisa. So it's marbe everybody. A Gentile, not only a Gentile, even a pagan. And the ish is a high madrege, because somebody who is a charashi tevikotin does not come with the ish. And still, an akum, even a pagan, is included in ish. But only in it, chovim koin odom, because there are several terms in our language designating a human being. Ish, Enrish, Gever, Odom. So, Ish, all the other three, heavy plural, Arabi. Ish, Ishi. I mean, this is. Rabbi Yitzchak Volozhiner assumed, not like the textbooks in Hebrew, they say, Ish, Anosh. Rabbi Yitzchak Volozhiner assumed that Anoshim is the Rabbim of Enish, But the Rabbi Mavish is Ishi, Ene Ishanoshi, Geva Kvorim. And Geva doesn't mean necessarily male. Sometimes Geva means a male, but sometimes Geva means a human being, Niyev, Geva. So has reference to human being, male or female. They all have a Rabbi. Odom doesn't have a Rabbi. One person is an Odom, and another person is an Odom. So that's why the Talmud says, Atem Kurin Odom, because Jews have a feeling of solidarity. They feel that all the Jews are like one goof, and every Jew is an evil in one collective org. But the Muslim don't have it. First of all, there is no existence of a collective in an absolute way. Of course, you have the Russian nation, German nation, French nation, but it can be Levish Sol Peshit Sol. A person lives in Russia, then he's a member of the Russian people, then he moves to Germany and he becomes naturalized, he becomes a member of the German people. But a Jew, he cannot de-Jewize himself, he cannot. So first of all, there is an existence, an absolute existence of the Jewish people as a collective. Among all that, it's now a very thing, you know. It's now absolute existence, and it's done by men, but the Jewish people, so they are created as a collective by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And then Jews have the feeling of solidarity that they are one goof, Atem Kurin Odom. They don't have that feeling of solidarity of one goof. So Mele Odom means, if he's a human being, he understands the responsibilities he owes to others. That's what my uncle, Rav Avitcher, said. But if he's a mazik yechid, he's not even a human being. And he she is, but not an Odom, because Odom designates the human being as a collective, as a member of a collective. But if he's mazik, he's not conscious of his existence as a collective, as an evil of one collective good. So he couldn't call Odom. But so how does he call him? He calls him Mave, because Omar Shemi also veika vigam loyla, also veika sadikim vigam loyla roshoyim. It means the people who don't know the achrayes v'nodem l'chaveri the roshoyim, who are ready to kill and to hurt and to damage and do everything. They're not really Odom, but they are Odom. Why? Because they can do tshuva. But if there hadn't been the opportunity of do tshuva, so then any person who is mazik couldn't even be called an Odom. A person who is mazik, who runs berserk, you know, becomes a delinquent, is still an Odom because of the potential to do tshuva. So what it signifies, the potential to do tshuva, the term mave, in tivoyim boyu. So the tivoyim bo makes him an Odom, because potentially he's still an Odom, but he acts like a chayah. But he has the potential to do tshuva. Some mele he can be called Odom, but without tshuva, he wouldn't even be called Odom. It's a remarkable pshat. It made an impression upon me at that time. I remember. Anyway,
this is the pshat of Michael.
The Rav Leizer Avitcher. Yeah.
Learned out from Yitzchak.
Okay. My mashma, kedim targeim Rav Yosef, irden is bal sheis of his galmatno. V'rav, my time eloma kishmur. My time eloma kishmur. Why doesn't Rav say like Shmuel that Mavi is Shem? After all, we have a raya from the posik in Evadye that Mavi can have reference to Shem. Omaloch mikoton nive, if it had reference to Shen because of the Posik in Evadye, Nivu Matzpenov, so then he should say not Mave, but Nive. Nive. And the Mishneh calls it Mave. My Mashma, Kintara Vinyena, Why does Shmuel reject Rav's shite that Mavi is other than a soldier is a good raya from the posik in Yishaya? That an Odom who has the potential to do tshuva can be called Mavi? So, Omaloch, Shmuel say no. The Mishnah couldn't have reference to Odom, because if it had reference to Odom, the basis of the posik in Yishaya should be called Boye, not Mavi. Beye, not Mavi. Beye means somebody who is Beye, who is able to do tshuva. Mavi is Hifil. Mavi is Hifil. Flugitzigutayne. Migotone Beye. So why does Rav say that it means Odo?
Boye
is Poyal. You know, in Diduk you have Hifil. Mavi is Hifil.
What is the root of the word?
What?
What is the root of the word?
The root is probably, I'm not able to do, probably Bo, Bezayin Hei. So, it's a good time. So, what is the time of Rav? Mm-hmm. So, I think very simple. In line with what my uncle of the Richer said. Because why is another one called Mave? Because he has the potential. He has the potential of doing tshuva, of changing himself. So Mele, there are two beings here. The old person, the Roshi, the Chevel, the Mazik. He's not even a human being. And then he has the potential person who can change him, who can take over. So in other words, we use Hifil. When do we use Hifil? In other words, when you activate somebody else, then you use Hifil. So here too, it's Mave. The potential of becoming a tzaddik consists in conquering and suppressing, transforming the old Roshe, the Mazik, the Chevel, by taking over and changing him into a new spiritual being. So you use Hifil, Mave. All right. Rashi, neither Mashmu Atzim, neither Nigle, Mavi Katon, Shemavi de Varache, Beye Loshim Boyu. All right. Let's just, before we proceed with the Gemara, let's go over this one little taste. It's not Minyoni Bevakame, but let's go over. Kimtag Rav Yisif. Nokat Rav Yisif. Why Rav Yisif? We always say in the Gemara, Kimtag Rav Yisif. Why Rav Yisif? No katavizim we show you boki bitar sheish kamo in yoni tar, because Rav Yisef was a special boki tar. The loyke appears be'alme lifi shohoyo sagino. Not there's another pshat. The reason we say him tar Rav Yisef because he was blind. And Rav Yisef was blind. So mele there is a nisa of dvorin shepichsav ksev lecho. So the Gemara in Yedo in Gittin learns out of Samech that Dvorin Shebichsav Yatar Shoy Limo Alpe and Dvorin Shebalpe Yatar Shoy Alpe Al Dvorin Mele Dvorin Shebalpe Yatar Shoy Limo Bichsav. So Mele we are not allowed to mention a posik by heart. Whenever we have to mention a posik, so if not for special attention, we should read it from the Sefer Torah. And we're not allowed them to say a posik of the Torah by heart, unless there is a special head. So, some male Rav Yisef, so the other Chachamim, they were not blind, they were able to read a posik whenever they mentioned a posik, to read it from the Torah. From the Torah. But Rav Yisef was blind, so he had a problem. How was he allowed to read from the Torah? So he said, "Fisho is like no, udvorin shebichsav yatra shelim alpe." Some emela he didn't want to say it in the original, but he wanted to quote a pasuk in Torah. So the Isa, so that's a Chiddush. The Isa of Tvorin Shepersavet, Hashem Ma'atei, is only when you quote it in the original, the way it's written in the Torah. But if you quote it in another language, even Aramaic, so then it doesn't involve the Isa. So that's why Rav Yosef always says, that's why the Gemara always says, Kintagam Rav Yosef, because Rav Yosef had no other alternative except to translate. Otherwise, it would be never that the Isa of Tvorin Shepersav, Yat Rashelim Alpe. So Tisa doesn't like that.
What right. did Rav Yosef do with Daniel or anything else which was completely in Arabic?
All right, good cash. All right, so you have no prayer, okay. So, but Tisa rejects it altogether. The Mishum is Lassis, Oma Hosom, the Gemara in Gittin says. Hosom the Shah, as a matter of fact, how about us? Every day, we say the Pesukim the Zimra, Ashrei, Kios. I mean, psukim, kama psukim, and we don't say it mitichaksav, and even if we don't daven balke from the siddur, but that's also balke. Mitichaksav means if you read it from a Torah, chlapoches, not after sifat Torah, chumash, the way it's written in kosev, mitichaklav, yay, but our sidurim, so. Is like Balpe, Simani, it's only that Balpe Mamesh, you don't remember. So the Siddur is a way, a medium whereby you know how to quote. So it's like listening to a tape, but it's Balpe. So in other words, because it's even when you daven from the Siddur, it's Malpe. It's not because suppose you read it from the Chumash, so it's also a fluke like Malpe, because it's not written because in print and without joy and without cloth, it's Nior. But there is one shita in Tesis and Shabbos, Rav Rabbi Yosef, that Nivim uksuvim are nitni kosev even shaloi b'ye. Is there a Gemara Shabbos?
Without tzirtut?
No, he's talking about tzirtut. I mean, without klaf, without yoy. There are more paskins like that, Lashon Teis. Yeah. Kuftes Vav on base. Das Kuftes Vav on base. Die Bam, das ist die Bamasse. Migilo achete Ksuba Ashuris ala Sefer Vidyoy. Ein Beis Vorn im Gilo, ala Shas Vorn Nechtovim Becholosh, ומגילו עד שתקסו באשוריס על הספר בדיוק. משמע דשור סבורים לבוי הספר. Only מגילה, מגלססטר, so has to be סל הספר. הספר means cloth. But other סבורים not. וקושי, בפרק המציאה עם משמע בספרתיר לבוי הספר. דיתון על הניור ועל המטליס פסולה. ומייקל לו בספרתיר. ביהו הדין על הדיפטר אף על גב לחושב לילי עם פסול הוכנם לחושב לילי עם קשרס תקטון על הכלב על הדוכת ועל דוכסוס תסקשיו ולגטון הדיפטר ואיתנם מסר סופרים אין קיסטון לא על גבי דיפטר ולא על גבי יום אוכל ואית עם גילה פסול הדיפטר איתנם תרגיל עם גילה כתביל סצית פסול הדיפטר כתאומה לדעים שם בא יספר וכל שכנסיבתי רדים נקרס כמה פעמים ספר ודיין המצורך So from here, from this price, it's mashma. In this form, Gilo has fallen to the Holoshin, Umigilo, Ache take Suvo, Beholoshin. Umigilo has fallen to the Holoshin, Umigilo, Ache take Suvo, Ashuri, Sarasifa, Bia, so it's mashma. But Sivatoro doesn't have to be Bia. Only Miguel says, that's not like it. So he said, Vitiri Saravra Bia said, this Vatira Vadai Boy is safe for Bia. Sivatir itself certainly requires safer, means cloth and day. But the Hocha Aira here, it says only Megillah, it means in contrast to other Kisvei HaKedush. So only Megillah requires safer and day. But let's say Sefer Tehillim, Nevi'im, Yeshua, Sheftim, all the Sefer Nevi'im, Muksuvim don't require safer and day. Can be even as Dushas. Kisvei HaKedush, even on Yor, and even without Yor. Satira by the boy Sefer Odiei, v'och ha'ire dafke b'shorsvon. V'hodo rikotone, ein b'nsvorim l'sevateram gile. So it should say, ein b'nsvorim l'sevateram gile, not ein b'nsevateram ein b'nsvorim gile. But it should say, ein b'nsvorim l'sevateram gile. Why does it say in the price, Ein Bitzvorn Gile? So he says, Vod Lektan Mitzvorn said to Migle, Mishum Dizvater, and Echtov Mbecholosh, Lihochel Lihorev, if it had said, Ein Bein Svorin, Dizvater, or Migile, he couldn't say, Eloshe, Elo she hasforim nichtovim becholoshin umigile achitehei ksuba asher sefer b'dei because migile is in because elo she hasforim elo she sivatir umigile is ksuba asher sefer b'dei usforim nichtovim becholoshin. Because even Sivatoire is not a Bechorosh. The whole Katon at Afghan Shos for all the Katon Lame is for Sivatim Gumish and Sivatim and Tom Bechorosh. Loche Lui Orblo. Then the other Shin in Tesis is really can sheet of Arava Bees. But the Ramoin Lucha Sivatoire passes like Arava Bees. That Nivim Uksuvim do not unwittingly cause a Fidman Yor and even Shaloi Biyoy, Shaloi Biyoy. Because of that, so that Chuvah is one second.
With pencil?
Shaloi Biyoy, pencil, anything. So because of that, there are Chuvahs, the Chuvahs of the daily Achreinim who say that even a print is nitinly kosher. I don't know whether they would apply it to today's print. That was, the original print was different, you know, than today's print. Today's print, so everything is done with one stroke. I don't know whether, but there are many tshuvas that a print is, it's neatly cursive in print also. Print also. Mimele, because of that, it's proper when you read Haftorah. Of course, the most ideal thing would be to read Haftorah from Inovi, but who has Inovi today? So, Mimele, instead of reading the Haftorah from the Chumash, there is certainly not neatly cursive. It's one Haftorah, you know, it's not together with the other Prokim in the Novi, to better to read it from the Novi, even though it's on paper, provided it's printed. The trouble is that today's Nevi'im and Ksuvim are not even printed. It's photographed. Photographed is certainly not Ksav. Photographed is a picture. So it's certainly not Ksav. But if you have a Tanakh, I don't know, the Korean Tanakh, is it printed or photographed? I don't know myself. What?
It would seem that it's
photographed. If it's photographed, so then there is no hido. But if it's printed, there is a hido.
But you can still make a bracha even on a print.
Yeah, you can. Because the Goyen says that it has to be read from Inovi, the Goyen. But the others are chilek on the Goyen. So they hold that it can be read by Alpeto. It doesn't have to be read in Tichaksav. Some melee, it can be read from a Chumash also. But if it's printed, so then according to the Rav Rabbi Yosef, so it's considered like enough, because it's not, what's the Yechus, the Nobi, it's not really kosher. But according to Rav Rabbi Yosef, the Tnevim and Ksuvim are not really kosher. Even Shaloi Bidyei and even Al Yor, if it's printed, assuming that today's print has the same din as the original print. So, I mean, when you had to set type of every letter separately today, you do everything with one stroke. I mean, there is a big divergence between today's print and the print in the time of the Taz, you see. In the time of the Taz. Just as there is a big difference between, what should I say, the telephone today and the telephone, you know, in 1898 when Bell invented it. So it's in a day name. I don't know whether I ever saw, I mean, the telephone, the way it looked in 1898. So there is even a bigger difference between the printing today and the printing that took place in the days of the Taz, when they said that print Tfus has a din of Ksav.
What will be the din if the Tanakh isn't complete? If you, like in some Chumashim, they just print the Haftarah after
that's,
the
Parashah. No, that's nothing. Haftarah, that's like Famisida. That's nothing like Famimah.
So then it's not proper to read the Haftarah from such a...
No, we are make you.
Because even by that one, so,
yeah, I make you. Of course, according to the Goyim, it wouldn't be good. But
we are make even.
We are make you, we are make you. But I know in the first Yerushalayim, they did not have, in Chaim Berlin, I remember years ago, they had Nevi'im. In the first Yerushalayim, they didn't have any Nevi'im. But Rav Meisher was marked that they should read from a full Tanakh, or just, let's say, Triosa, printed, I mean, not photographed. I don't know whether today is, whether the Koran is printed. I am afraid it's not printed, it's photographed. So then there is no Hidro in it. But if it's printed, so there is a Hidro. Because according to Shita Varav, Rav Yosef, Nevi'im uksivim are nitnuli kosei, even on your and even Shaloi Bidyoi, any Ksav, and if printed Ksav, as the way the Gdiliach Toskim say, some of them, and assuming it applies even to today's print, I mean, it's not so the ball. So, some of them, there is a Hidro in reading from a Tanakh in Novi, even though it's not all Klav, as against reading it from the Chumash, or they have in Yeshuz, they have a sefer that has old haftarah, so that's like from a marza, that's be open. Anyway, so what is the heter today to read maftir from chumash? That's certainly be open, because eis lasis, so that's the heter the gemara in Gittin daf samach. Eis lasis ladishem ifer terasecho. Imagine if every time we had to quote a pasuk, we would have to open up a sefer or a novi, so we couldn't learn. So there is a special heter. So that heter is based upon the halacha of Yeshkiya v'et Chachomim l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Chachomim were matir, the Yiser, or Reiker, the Yiser of Dvorin Shekepsav v'et Rashi l'Malpeh, because of Eis Lasis L'Adishem v'Yer Teresecho. So it's based upon the din of Yeshkiya v'et Chachomim l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yes?
But it's not a Sheva Altasa here, is it?
So how could a Chachomim be Eker? It's a good question. It could be that it is Sheval Taisa, because it's not a Nisa like a Nisar Ese. A Nisar Ese like King Godel who marries a bull. So then there is a Nisar Ese. Or a Mitzri Vadeni, who is Bobby called. Then it's a Nisar Ese. Here, the Dvorin Shebechsaviyat Hashir Malpe means that whenever we mention Torah Shebechsav, we are mechuyev to read it in Techachsav. And if we read it Valpe, so it's not a Nisa Bikumbasei to say it Valpe. I mevatel, it's like wearing it a beged shel Abba Kamfes without tzitzis. So that's Shalotais. You see the Chachamim are here, flying with tzitzis. Why? Because, and halacha is mokim kovid abriyes, so if you go in the street, you notice that by sharpness, you have to take it off in the street, because kumba say, in chokhmah v'infum ne'ed Hashem, so why is this different? So Jesus in Yibomah says, because By klein, there's an isa. You're not allowed to wear klein. So it's kumvase. By tzitzis, there is no isa to wear a beged. Shall have a kamfes without tzitzis. If you wear a beged, shall have a kamfes without tzitzis. You have to put in tzitzis. And if you don't, so it's the same kind of aver as if you don't put on tefillin. Because you have to put in tzitzis, you didn't put in tzitzis. The same thing is true if you eat chutzle sukkah. So it's not an isa b'kumbase. It's not an isa b'kumbase. But there is a difficulty in chaskinuch, but the pashtus is that there is no isa to eat chutzle sukkah. If you eat, you have to realize the achil in sukkah. And if you eat it in the house, so you don't have an avere in eating in the house. But you have an avere since you decided to eat. So you're mechuyev, you're obligated to realize the eating in the sukkah. You didn't realize the eating in the sukkah. So you're mevater the mitzvah of basukkah steishu shivasyon, just as by tzitzis. The raya is, the best raya is, I heard my father, shluchem mitzvah apotam sukkah. If somebody is shliach mitzvah, so then he can eat in the house. Quickly, sukkah. Why isig mitzvah potam mitzvah? Do you ever hear a thing like that? That an isig mitzvah will be allowed to marry an adonis? It's only isig mitzvah is potam mitzvah of chiyuvim, not of an isa, not of isuri. So sukkah, there is no isa. That's why the I don't want to go with it. It's very strange. Okay, I heard that from my father. Anyway, so I think in the God, the same thing. It's not a nisares. It's not a nisares. It is b'sheval tais. It's not a nisa to quote a posik b'al pesh on traksar. Whenever you quote a posik, you are mechuyev to read it in traksar. And if you don't read it in traksar, you are mevatlenes. The same way as you don't put on tefillin. Because since you decided to quote the pasuk, you are mechuyev to quote it, and asaf you didn't. So it's shavu taisa, some mele, yeshkeya v'chachon, to be ikya shavu taisa. Anyway, there is a heta. So that's why taisa rejects the pshat, the mitagon rav yeseh, because he had no other alternative. He had another alternative, because of islas isla b'shem, if you have to because it interferes with limit at all. We won't be able to learn. Klal Yisrael. So Tesef doesn't mean only Rav Yosef was able to have recourse to Islas Hashem with the Sechot. But Rav Yosef, as far as other Jews are concerned, blind or not blind, so there's a near of Islas Hashem with the Sechot. I mean, you'll tell a Jew who doesn't know anything, you'll tell him, oh, whenever you quote a pasuk, you have to quote the Ramsah. So it will reduce his learning to a minimum shabimino. He'll have to go to shul. In order to learn, so he'll have to go to shul, take out his Torah, and so won't be able to learn Torah. But in respect to Rabbi Yosef, if he hadn't been blind, Rabbi Yosef, some melee, he maybe he could learn. He knew Kolatekore, so he could learn even without, if he hadn't been blind. But since Rabbi Yosef was blind, so even for Rabbi Yosef, but suppose Rabbi Yosef hadn't been blind, then he could very well learn Torah without saying it Baal Peh, because he knew Kolatekore Baal Peh anyway. So why should we give him a heta? That's why he says. But as far as other Jews are concerned, even without being blind, so there is a tzirach of islasis. So the pshat with Jesus is not, I saw someone assume the according to Jesus only a blind person is allowed to quote, but not a blind person is not allowed to quote, and we are all b'isa, we are all avers. No. Not Rav Yosef, we don't have to resolve, blind or not blind, the difference is make. Imagine, if we were to tell the Talmidim, you can't quote a person, you can't daven, unless you can't say Pesukim Zimra, unless you take out a novel, so no one will be able to daven. No one will be able to daven, there won't be Avodas Hashem. So, Kesef, he would be able, you know, I mean, with his dedication. If he hadn't been blind, he would be able to daven and everything, and he would find a way. But you couldn't expect that of becoming Jew. So Kesef says, but Rabbi Yosef, since he was blind, so he physically couldn't learn if he's not going to learn Balpei. And the Gemara in Gittin doesn't apply it to a blind person. The Gemara in Gittin applies it regarding Sefer Haftarah. So there's also a Sefer that contained all the Haftarahs. So it's not literally because it, how are I allowed to learn from it? Because of Eis La'asis and Fear for Yisrael. Ve'ilucho Eis La'asis Godin Zeh. Ligabi Rav Yosef was blind, so he physically couldn't learn. All right. Now the Gemara says, Me'ar dekroi. Lo'i kima'at ayke, ve'lo'i kima'at ayke. Rav my time lo'ma kishmur. Because after all, we can say that it couldn't be Odom, because if Odom should say, if it's Odom, so it should say, so why does one say there's reference to Odom, one has reference to Shen, not because of the Diluk of the Lashon, but because of certain Svoras. So what are the Svoras that forces Rav to say that Mava has reference to Odom, and for what is this for that forces Shmuel to say that Mava has reference to Shem? Me'ar dekroi kima'at ayke, Rav my time lo'ma kishmuel, tomei she'er, v'chol miladi she'er. Rav rejects Shmuel stam, because according to Shmuel, that Mava has reference to Shem, so that means that she'er doesn't cover all the mazikim of Shea. It only covers either Karen or Regel, not all the mazikim. But Rav holds, no, Shea means Shlish Ovis Nemo B'Shea. So it covers everything, Karen, Shen, Regel. So what does Mave represent? Odom. Ushmul Nami Oton Shea. So how can he say there's reference to Shen, but Shen is already included in Shea? Rav Yudah Tom Shele Kanei Umave Leishinei Sheir as reference designates the Av of Karen, and Mave designates the Av of Shen. Vorakam Loi Riyah Karen Shinano Elezeike Ki Riyah Shen Sheyish Alon Elezeike. And it says, as pointed out, that Beis Ramad Aleph, that Loi Riyah means in Kolosi Shal Sheir Ki Kolosi Shal Mave. That the kula of Sheir is not like the kula of Mave. In other words, that Sheir is not as kal as Mave. That means Sheir is more chomor. In one respect, Sheir is more chomor than Mave. So merely the Torah mentioned Sheir, I wouldn't be able to learn out Mave. Because I would say, do you know why Sheir is higher? Because Sheir, in one sense, is more chomor. In what sense is it more chomor? Because Keren, he has no anuelezeike. He doesn't derive any, he doesn't get any satisfaction of his appetite. Keren. Just without anuelezeike. So merely it's no homo. So according to Rav Yudah, the fact that it's in anuelezeike is a chumre. It's an additional ground as to why he should be more readily mechuyah. It's a chum, not the kula. Loi ri hachan shen lezeike, ki hachan shen shen lezeike. Loi ri hachan shen kabanose lezeike, ki hi hakeren she kabanose lezeike. Loi ri hachan en shen that is not kabanose lezeike. The shen is not kabanose lezeike, so the fact that it's not kabanose lezeike is a chumre. So Mimele, no, Loi Riyah Keren Shehano Lezeike Hashem Shehano Lezeike. So if the Torah had mentioned Keren, I wouldn't be able to learn out Shen Famet, because keranin nonsense is more homo, it's in an oil as eke. The loyri Hashem, if the Torah had mentioned Shen, I wouldn't be able to learn out keren from it, because I would say loyri Hashem shikavnos lahazik, keren shikavnos lahazik. The Chen is more homo in one sense, because it's not kavnos lahazik. Kriya keren shikavnos lahazik. So the Gemara says kashe. The lavka v'chino uma Shen shikavnos lahazik chayev. Keren shikavnos lahazik we call. So in other words, while Rav Yehuda assumed that keren that in a new zeike could be considered as a chumre, and in kavnos lahazik could be considered as a chumre, so he says lavka v'chino uma Shen shikavnos lahazik chayev. So keren shikavnos lahazik we call. So the fact that Chen is in kavnos lahazik, so that's a kule. So if Shen that is not kavnos lahazik, so there is no, it's not such a terrible mazik, because it's in kavnos lahazik. So still is chayev. So keren who is more ferocious, more wild, more dangerous, because kavnos lahazik, after all, Shen is not vicious. He's only mazik if it's hungry, so it eats. But if it's not hungry, so then it won't harm anybody. So in other words, Shen is not as dangerous an animal as keren. Keren is a vicious animal, Shen is not a vicious animal. He doesn't like to bother anybody. Only when he's hungry, so he bothers. But when he's not hungry, he doesn't bother. So Mele, so Shen is kal kilapi keren. So ma Shen shinkamnos lahazik, that is kal. So the kal is chayev. Keren that is more dangerous, is more homo, certainly she will chayev. Now let's see the Rashi. Tony Shere Kama Vishnu Kam Poreg Ma Yishire Lo Yira Keren Shano Leva Kol Roch O Meforosh Lo Yira Keren Shano Lezeiki Kira Shen Kleno Dikos Lach Mene Keren Dechai Vaz Yishem Enei Di Keren Yishano Lezeiki Yishen Yishano Lezeiki Di Lo Yira Shen Shin Kavino Sei Dikos Lach Mene Shen Lo Yose Keren Enei. Why? Because I would say only Shen is Chayev, because it has a Chumre. The Kula of Shen is not as much of a Kula as the Kula of Keren. So Shen is a Chumre. Why Shen Kavnos Lahazik? So it's a Chumre. And because Achmune Shen Lo Yose Keren Minei Loch Eporich Vlav Kal Vachimau Kodesh Nishmai Taim Enofi Keren Mishen Vora Dinam Dikapor HaTaim Ekaimei because of Keren and Afkeshin Shem Bnei Bikal Chayma Uma Keren Shein Anoel Ezeik Ochayet. So maybe it's more dangerous. The Chola Poches, you see, Shen, we could say, it's not vicious, only when it's hungry. Some mele, so we could say Shen, that is, that it's only magic when it's hungry, so then the Balaam is more negligent, because he should have made sure that his behemoth should not walk out tied into in a position to walk into fields of others while she's hungry. So he's more negligent. So, but Mashein Kein, Keren, so it can be mazik even when it's not hungry. So how can, it's very difficult to take care of such a behemoth. What could you do? He should be a babysitter for the behemoth all day and all night. So let's say insofar as Shen is concerned, all he has to do, it's not so easy to control it. He has to feed the behemoth frequently enough so that it will not be hungry, so it will not be mazik. Mm-hmm. But how can you protect a behemoth against being mazik of the keren? What? You can't know, just it will capriciously decide to be mazik, to go. So the Gemara could have the same kasha. One second, please let me finish. Because of Karen Avinavkish and Minibik Avachimel, Makaran Shemel Azek Rechayev, violently Trutze, the Hochem for Shemel, and we cannot give the Teretz, the Hochem for Shemel to Ravine, literally a Karen Shin Anoye, because of Shem Liasi Karamane. In other words, the Swatesvis discussed that base, maybe the Pshat in the Mishneh, literally a Sheer Keam Ave, is not. The Kula of Sheer is not like the Kula of Mave. But maybe the Chumra of Sheer is not the Chumra of Mave. So he says we couldn't say it. Why not go to Zochem for Hashem Luther? Why not go to Akira and Sheer Noe? Because of Hashem Lassi Kermenei. Why not go to the Chumra of Sheer? The Chumra of Karen is not like the Chumra of Shen. We merely, the Torah had mentioned Shen, we couldn't learn out Karen. Because of Shem Lassi Kermenei, the way that Hashem comes Lassi, because of Shem Lassi Shemenei, the way Tik Shemide, Hayav Milsi, Shein Zeloshon Hashas, Elahuti Boil Migma Chavremenei, Noket Bereshe. So in other words, the Pshat is a stasis, points out that base, that Eloi Asher Kamave means the Kula of Sher is not like Kula of Mave, not the Chumra of Sher is not like Kula of Mave. So the Gemara's kasha is the love of the chaimel umashen she comes lazik chayet. Karen Shekamnos Lazik will call Shkin. So that's the maskon of the Gemara here. The Havamin of the Gemara was that Kavanosi Lahazik is that Kavanosi Lahazik Luri that Luri Ashen Shein Kavanos Lahazik Shriya Karen Shekamnos Lazik. So the Havamin of the Gemara was that Kavanosi Lahazik is a cooler. Less of a reason as to why he should be mechuyev. And the maskona of the Gemara is another rabbi, that Kavanos Lahazik is a chumri, the chumri. How is it Ali B'Emes? So there is a tasteless. I don't know if we went over the Gisubi, the Afeyam at Beis. Loizeb Zeshir Achai, my comma, Ramav Shal Shmid Ove, Hoche comma. Licht of Rachmune Taat and Tasey Ilach Menayu. Hoyo Roma Chod Mitaat Oyos, Oma Rove, Vekule, Kishod Izbeya Binaye, Asi kule ba ma'atzad li ba'al mikera. True, we couldn't learn out. We couldn't learn out one mazik from the other. And we couldn't even learn out, let's say the Torah had mentioned Sheer and Mave, we couldn't learn out heaven. But if the Torah had mentioned Beir and Nada mazik, then we can reach mazik. Beir and Eish, or Beir and Odo. So then we could learn out other mazikim. As long as Beir is together with the other mazik. Kishod is Beir Binaya Asikul Masad Lipalmika. But Karen we couldn't learn out. From suppose the Torah had mentioned Beir and Eish, or Beir and Chen, or Beir and Regal. So then, or Beir and Karen. So then we could learn out all mazik. But, all one second, except if the Torah had mentioned, so we could learn out all mazikin except Karen. Karen we couldn't learn. Suppose the Torah had mentioned that Balabir is chayev, Balayish is chayev, we could learn out that Shen is chayev, the Balashen is chayev, Balaregel is chayev, Odom is chayev, but we couldn't learn out that Balakeren is chayev. Because Keren is more common. He says, Mishindikel mifach mali kule shechimad mishcholoson. In other words, that all the others are relatively more humble. Because it's more than Tolosa, Mashenk in Keren. So at the very outset, it's unusual for the behemoth to be mazik. So Mimele, even after it habituated itself, we could still say it's both. Do you know why Beya and Eisha Chayev? Because at the very outset, it's a mazik. Mashenk Keren, at the very outset, it's not a mazik. Do you want to be Mechayev because it habituated itself? That's already a chidush. So if the Torah had mentioned Beir and one other mazik, let's see, Beir and Beish, Beir and Odom, Beir and Chen, Beir and Dreva, we could learn out every mazik except Karen. Karen we couldn't learn out. libam keren, we should be near Malakula Shem in Trosson, or Mando and Radarabe keren adife, shekavenose lehazik, keren adife, shekavenose lehazik. So then, Adarabe, a cult of Mandoma, the Keren Zadife, Afil Keren Amasi. Who is that Mandoma? So Rashi says he doesn't know who that Mandoma is. Umandoma Luis Parish, he doesn't know. Teisves, you are a master of the Feyam Beis, Shechemia Dimitroson, says, Ainly Forge of Shalneshon in Keren Amasi, Kinlik Sid, El Miforish Hametam, Dimudin Troson Heinish Darkolas. Maschinki mit Keren, die Stamm schworen, bis es immer keine. Die Mandoma Polgen ist geknoss, und Mandoma Radar hat die Keren Adife, ein Mandoma Polgen ist gemein, because of this war, wo ihr macht, welches between Ravune Breed, Ravishua, let's turn to, darf war, darf das war. Darf, darf, das war, Omud, Omud Aleph, after the second two dots. Not the second, after the third two dots. All right. After the third two dots. So, Anizeg Amnazeg with Ashtoim, Itma, Palganiski, Rav Pope Omar, or the fourth two dots, okay. Itma, Palganiski, Rav Pope Omar Momeine, Rav Nebel Ravishua Maknosh, and we Paskin like Rav Nebel Ravishua. So there is a machlik between Rav Pope and Rav Neshua whether Palganiski is Knas or Palganiski is Momein. So Rav Pope omak Momein he Kosovas tam shvorim lav v'ches kashim okay. Uvidin hudi boi lishlume kule v'rachmone dochos alei da'akate lo yayu ture. So Rav Pope says the Palganiski, in other words, we have Momein left Knas. Momein, generally speaking, Momein represents that kind of chiyuv that is commensurate with the loss. And Knas represents that kind of chiyuv that is more than the loss, let's say Gam. So he pays Karen and he pays Kev, double indemnity, as far as Karen is concerned. So that's Momein, because that represents the money that he was lost, yeah, that he damaged, that was lost to the buyer. But as far as the double indemnity, that's yes and ashes. So that's knas, that's a penalty. Knas means a penalty. Keren is not a penalty. Without penalty. Listen, he stole, he has to pay back. Either he returns the object stolen or he pays his value. But Kefel, that's knas. The question is, Palganiske is a kind of tashlumin that is less than the damage. The damage is $100 and he pays $50. So is it knas or is it ma? Rav Pope says it's knas. Why? Because stam shvorim lav v'ches kashim okayim. So the average axe is to be presumed to be dangerous, ferocious. So mele, that means if an average axe is to be considered as dangerous, that the owner who didn't take the proper care is negligent. He has a ferocious animal in his possession, he doesn't take care. So
anytime he can go save someone.
That's right. So he's negligent. If he's negligent, so the way we explain it, from the point of view of Din, of strict Din, he should pay neglection. He was negligent. He has a ferocious animal in his possession, and he doesn't take care. So from the point of view of Mishpot, so he should pay whole damages. But he's negligent, but after all, he's not so negligent. You know, people like to rationalize. To rationalize is very, very rare that an act should go. So Mele, after all, he didn't addict itself yet to go. So Mele, he's negligent, he's not negligent. So Rachmoni Lechosale, because he's not so culpably negligent, he's negligent, but not so much. So the Torah had compassion, Midas Rachman. So there is a deflection from Midas Adin to Midas Rachman, from Mishpot Tzedek. So he said, so Mele, the Torah was Mechayer, the Torah out of consideration for him, for the Mazik who is not so culpably negligent, only a little bit negligent. The Torah had compassion for him, and there is a deflection from Midas Adin to Midas Rachman, and he pays only, is So Rav Papa Momene, did I say Kna? Rav Papa Momene, that's where the slip of the stomach. Rav Papa Momene, in other words, he's really negligent because the average ox is presumed wild, ferocious. Ferocious. So Momene, the owner, is very negligent. But he's negligent, but not as negligent as a person who has a shen and doesn't watch it. Not that degree of negligence. So Momene, the Torah had compassion. He's negligent, but not so negligent. Some mele, b'chol hapachas, to the extent of he have, since he's negligent, and he should be mechuyev from the point of view of din, whole damages, but the Torah had compassion, b'chol hapachas, the have damages is mamish din. So it's not by way of a penalty, because he was negligent. So it's mamish. So the average ox is not ferocious. Some mele, he is not negligent at all. They can say, in order to protect society, imagine if an owner of an ox wouldn't be required to exercise care over the ox. So there would be many as aches, society will not be protected. But he's not really negligent. Some male eats knots. Anyway, let's go back now. So the taste is that the Hayam base. So the taste says, only for Hashem Shalom is showing in King Kerem HaMaasik, in Tzibah Elm Forim Tam Manit Chlosom, and in Shadat HaAzik, Mashiach Kimi Kerem, this time Shalom Bechazah Shimo Kaimi. Uman doma pardon niske knose, uman doma rata rabbi keren adife, that kamnos lahazik is a chumre. Mimele, if the Torah had mentioned, let's say, bear and age, we could certainly learn how that keren is chayim. Why? There's the mandoma who says, pardon niske mamele. So that means that according to Rabbi Tam, the mandoma who says, pardon niske mamele, is the mandoma who says, a Kerna Dife is the Mandoma who says Palganiski Mamene. But we don't Paschal like the Mandoma Palganiski Mamene. That's a proper we Paschal Ravuni Prit Rabbi Yeshua. So that means, according to Teisves, how do we Paschal? That Kerna is a Dife or Kerna is not a Dife? We Paschal Kerna is not a Dife. Kerna is not a Dife. Now, here, this Gemara seems to imply the opposite. Because here, when Rav Yehuda says Tomei Shele Kane Mavel Shinei V'Olgam Alui Akeren Shamei Ziki Hashem Shiva Ziki Alui Hashem Kanos Lahazik V'Akeren Shkanos Lahazik. So Rav Yehuda assumed that Keren Kanos Lahazik is not a chumra. It's not an additional reason as to why he should more readily be mechuyev. So then the Gemara refuted Rav Yehuda and says Afka Lachendo U'mashen Shikanos Lahazik Chayim. Keren Shekabas Lahazik is even more negligent. So that means that when the Gemara says, so then when the Gemara finally says, the mind finally says, Elapol Choche, let's keep for a moment the Gemara of Eledomo. Elapol Choche, Loiri Akeren Shekabas Lahazik, Rashen Shein Kabas Lahazik. So maybe the Torah had mentioned Keren Kamnos Lahazik, I couldn't learn out Adam Shem from it, because I would say Keren is high, because Keren is more homo, it's Kamnos Lahazik, it's a vicious animal. So if somebody has a vicious animal in his possession, he doesn't take care, so he's more negligent. And that's the Gemara's Maskone, the Gemara's Maskone. Then Rovais says something else, because Tonesheir Leval Maishire Kshizicha Mazir Vasod Gleisne Behedi Eloma Rove. But otherwise, the Maskona of the Gemara is in that child, whether Keren is Mochomo, Keren the Kamos Lahazik, is a Chumor or a Kule, so there is a Machlekes between the Havamin of the Gemara and the Maskona. The Havamin of the Gemara was that Kavnos Lahazik is a Kule, and the Maskone of the Gemara is in Rav Yehuda, it's a Chumre. But a little bit here, Teisa says that according to Rav Pope, so Keren is a Dife, because Rav Popper holds Talmi Niskim Amenei, and the current Ravunit Rav Yeshua Kerem is not a Difei. And how do we pass on Ravunit Rav Yeshua? So that means that the Maskoni here of Rav Yude is not a little bit Hilchase. So that's no Kashi, because Rove says to Nishel Rari and Mavri Shine, we don't have to say Paul Chocher Luri Akeren Shkamos Lazik Rashin Shkamos Lazik. But as far as Rav Yude is concerned, so there is a Hava Mine Maskone. According to the Hava Mine, so Rav Yude Shite is that Keren is a Kule, Kavnos Lahazik is a Kule. And according to the Maskone of the Gemara, Rav Yude Shite is that Keren, Kavnos Lahazik is a Chumre. Now, that's how it follows. Look what the Goyim says, the Achayim of the Beis. And the Rashi. אמר רבי דקולי כי שבס ביר בנאי אסי קולי מהסד לבר מקרן ושם ביקר מפרח מר לי קולי שכמרד מתחלוסן ומן דו אמר עד הרבי קרן עדיף לגנוס להזיק אפילו קרן לא מאסי so Rashi says ומן דו אמר קרן עדיף so according to Rabbi Tam it is רפופה and we don't pass like him לא יספר סייך so the Goyen says נכתב בצד הוא בידח הקדם what is the Goyen mean? the Talmud Gemara Rav Yehuda So the Maskon of the Gemara is that according to Rav Yude, so Kavnos Lahazik is a Chumre, and we say a Lepor Choche, Lo Yiriya Keren Shekavnos Lahazik, Ki Hashem Shekavnos Lahazik, See the Torah mentioned Keren, this is Kavnos Lahazik Chayev, we couldn't learn how the Chen is not Kavnos Lahazik is Chayev, because I could say, you know why Keren is Chayev? Because Keren is more Chomor, it's Kavnos Lahazik. But that's not all we need to say, because if you combine what the Goyen says, with what Rav Netam says, and both seem to be true, you see, it makes sense. What Rav Netam says makes sense in the Gemara, because the Gemara says there is one Mandoma who says that Karen is not a Dif. There is one Mandoma who says Karen is a Dif. I mean, it's very logical that the Mandoma who says that Pal Geniskim Ameine and Stam Shvorim Lavech Zeshimakai, it means that every Baal HaKaren is negligent. Because the average ox is presumed ferocious, dangerous. Some melee is more of a reason as to why he should be mechuyev to exercise care. So according to Rabbi Yude, the maskon of the Gemara is that Keren is adif. That Keren is adif. The Palgan is kimomene. But Kamos Lahazik is adif. But this is how the Goyen explained it. And if we combine the Goyen with Rav Netam, so it turns out that the machlekes between Rav Popper and Rav Unber Yeshua is the same machlekes as between Rav Yude and Rav. According to Rav Yude, so Kavnos Lahazik is a Chumre, and according to Rav, that means like Rav Popper, and according to Rav, so Kavanos Lahazik can be a Kule, and Mele, when the Mishnah says Loi Ria Keren Ki Hashem, when Loi Ria Sher Ki Amave, it doesn't have reference to Keren, it has reference to Shem. So it is like that. Alright, now, again, the last Palachim, Uma Hashem Shi Kavanos Lahazik, Chai Keren Shavanos Lahazik, the Kolshkun. Each trich sound like so. How can we say? So right now the Gemara is arguing that Kavnos Lahazik is a kule. So how can you say Mashe that? How can you say the Lord Hashem Shem Kavnos Lahazik? Ki Hakeren Shekavnos Lahazik. So if the Torah had mentioned Shem that is Chayev, I would say only Shem that is not Kavnos Lahazik is Mochamo. Mashink in Keren that Kavnos Lahazik, and it's not the natural negligent, so it's not Chayev. But then, how can the Gemara the Kasha? How can you say that? Other rabbis Kalachim, Umashink Kavnos Lahazik Chayev, Kavnos Lahazik Kolsh. So the Gemara says no. We can say that Kavnos Lahazik is a Kule, but you ask, how is Kavnos Lahazik a Kule? After all, on the contrary, if it's Kavnos Lahazik, so it's more dangerous. So maybe the owner is more negligent, so it should be considered as a Chumre. No, it's Sal, because I have a little bit of 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 Karen with Eved Romo, so he had reference to the Mishnah Murakame, not to the Mishnah Yodayim. But Teisva says, "Mi Rav Eved Romo, the Lord Kipirish Rashi, Shepirish Mishnah Mitnam Ba'achilil, Eved Vishap Kiosamo, Dimkin Havlon Minkat Eved Vishap, Bonavsha." If he has reference to the Mishnah Achivul doesn't use the terminology of Eved Romo, but Eved Vishap, how is it the Gemara in the Havamine uses terminology Eved Yomo? Who uses the terminology Eved Yomo? That's the Mishnah Yodayim. So it's Elmi Farsh Hametam. Did not get Eved Yomo, Mishnah Koya, Mastism, Sikhim, Sars Yodayim, Vitaim, Mishnah Shemi, Yakitim, Rabbi, the Bissam of Farshas. So that's his strong Kashi against Rashi.
What's the last part? Time of Mishnah?
Shemi, Yakitim, Rabbi.
Yeah, what's
that mean? We'll soon go over the Gemara, 1 second. So Mimela, that's his strong Kashi against Rashi. So why does Rashi mention the Mishnah in Achivel? Why couldn't Rashi mention the Mishnah in Yodayim? Teretz is Rashi had a raya from Roshna Gemore that the Havamin of Gemore did not know as yet of the Mishnah in Yodayim. Because then the maskon of Gemore is, the Gemore says, Ochanan, but, Isra, Sadr, Haminim, Yadav, Yom, Eved, Yom, Alav, Hogat, Ramos, Laz, Kafloch, Ptire, Hochaname Leishne, Hochaname Leishne. So then the Gemara say, Omer Ravashe, no, Ravashe refused the Echelet. Oto Eved Vomelach, Tane Rabbi Izbu, Shem Yachten Rabbi, Beilich, Yad, Gdish, Shachadere, Vinim Tzuzem, Mechaif, Es Rabbi, Meyamon, Bechalyein, Elo Porchoch. So that means that only Ravashe discovered the Mishneh in Yodayim. But the Havamin of the Gemara did not know of the Mishnah Yodayim, because if the Havamin of the Gemara had known what the Maskon of the Gemara discovered, so the Havamin wouldn't have said what it said. So that's the Yisrish. So what is the Teretz? The Teretz is very simple, because that was the so it's a very strong Kash. Now let's see. Omer Ravashi, Oto Ve'eved Vomo. Oto Eved Vomo Laf Tame Rabbi Izbu Shem Yachtin Rabbi Ve'ilach Yad Vidish Lachaveirei V'nim Tzuzem Mechai V'shabim Me'emon V'cholim. So how can you equate Kavnos Hazik of Keren with Eved Vomo? Eved Vomo, there is a special reason why the Odin is not Mechuyev. Because if the Odin would be Mechuyev, then every time the Eved becomes angry at the Odin, all he has to do is set fire and the Odin is in trouble. Mashinki, so that Shire by Eved Vomo, they have intelligence, so they are Chachomim Lehora, but an axe, he has no intelligence. So it's not Shire to say, if you are Machai the Master, then the Master will have to pay every day, because the Shire is not so smart as to act spitefully today. Only a human being can be spiteful, but the Shire cannot be spiteful. So the question is, so what is Havamin of Gemara? Monefshach. According to Teisves, so according to Rashi, it's no Kashi, because according to Rashi, the Havamin of Gemara didn't know of the Mishnah Yodayim. Because had the Havamin of Gemara known the Mishnah Yodayim, then the Havamin would have understood what the Maskone says. So the Havamin of Gemara would also have realized that we cannot make an equation between Keren, Kavnos Lahazik, and Eved Vomo. Eved Vomo, there is a special reason it's like Rabbi Mechuyev. Because if he will be Mechuyev, same with Avosof, so the Odin will constantly be Mechuyev. He will be busy every day paying bills. Because the Eved will take advantage of it. And he'll set fire. It's a fire. Mashinki, but what does it do with care? So the question is, so why did Havamin of Gemara equate? The answer is, the Havamin of Gemara did not know that the reason as to why Eved Viomo is the master, is poter, is because of Shem Yachniteno. Because the Havamin didn't know the Mishnah Yodayim. But what did the Havamin know? The Mishnah Achivel. The Mishnah Achivel says, Teitz says, From the Mishnah Chivul, there is no Rai altogether, because over there it doesn't say the Odin is Potter. There it only says Eved Liish of your son law. In other words, because an Eved has no money to pay, the Eved himself is the Chuyeb, but he has no money to pay. But where does the Mishnah Chivul say that the Odin is Potter? Maybe the Odin is up Shmiras Momenei, so he is Mechuyeb. The answer is no. If the Odin is Mechuyeb to pay Mashmiras Momenei, so then an Eved and the Shifra should not be Piyosanro. What is Piyosanro? Yes. In other words, whenever you have
trouble,
so no one will pay. What does the Nizik care who pays? As long as he'll be reimbursed. Whether David himself will reimburse him for the loss or the other. So the fact that the Mishnah says, in other words, he cannot get reimbursed, because if the Nizek could get reimbursed, doesn't matter from whom, whether from the Eved or from the Oven, so it's not Gyosamo. He doesn't care who pays him, as long as he pays him. Nagir, Nayekef, what does he care? Who pays him? So the fact that the Mishnah uses Loshen Gyosamo means that no one pays it. So Bishleime, the Eved doesn't pay him because he doesn't have. But the Oven has. Why doesn't the Oden pay him? The answer, and if the Oden would have to pay, then it wouldn't be because of all. So it's a raya agavurche, that the Oden is also put. But the Havamine didn't know of the Mishnah Yodai. So maybe the Havamine assumed that the reason is why the Oden is put. Because when the Eved and the Omer are Mazik, so it's Kavnos Lahazik. Even though sometimes an Eved can be Mazik Shaloi B'Kavone, but usually in a human being is Mazik, so most of the time when a Bahim is Mazik, so usually Shaloi Kavnos Lahazik. But in a human being who has Seichel and knows exactly what he's doing and he has a conscience, so if he's Mazik, so he's Mazik because he doesn't care, because he wants to be Mazik. So usually and never the normal when they're Mazik is Kavnos Lazik. That's the reason as to why the Mishnah Chivul implies that the Odin is Potter, because it's Kavnos Lazik. But maybe in Hanami, according to Rashi, according to the Havamin of the Gemara, if never the normal would be Mazik without Kavnos Lazik, let's say when they are asleep, you know, and they would stretch out their feet, you know, and be Mazik, so then the Odin would be Chai.
We wouldn't say Leplug
if you assume it's the Rabbanon.
I was about to ask, isn't it?
Okay, all right. We'll discuss that. But I don't think so. Right, the Rabbanon mentioned. One second. So this is how Rashi is playing Gemara. But Taisa says that the Havamin of Gemara also knew the Mishnah Yodai. So then the question arises, the Karale, my Karale, this is the kind of kashi that the Maram Shif always asks. Why did the Havamin of Gemara say it? Since the Havamin of Gemara knew what Maskone says, so why didn't the Havamin realize what Gemara says in Maskone? Apparently there is a machlikis between the Havamin, according to thesis. The Havamin of the Gemara knew the Mishnah Yodayim, and the Mishnah explains it on the basis of Shemo Yad Netana. And the Maskone knew, of course, the Mishnah Yodayim, that the reason is to why the Odin is Potter for the Nizokin of the Eved Normo is because Shemo Yad Netana. But the Havamine, knowing the Mishnah Yodayim, assumed that the reason is to why Shemo Yad Netana explains why is Potter is because Kavanos Lahazik. And the Mishnah or the Maskone is, it's not because of Kavanos Lahazik, but Shemo Yad Netana. What does it mean? So we have to go over the next thesis. Lav af al gav de Kavanos Lahazik, af al ochet.